We're going to read from Proverbs chapter 23, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. The father of a righteous child has great joy, and a man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice, may she who gave you birth be joyful. Amen. You may be seated. It's Father's Day, and we celebrate our dads. But how many of you this week have kind of thought, wait a second, it's this Sunday, it's Father's Day, right? Some of you was Wednesday or Thursday, it's like, oh my God, I have to go buy my dad a gift. Some of them probably left the wedding last night, right? Roxana and Phil's wedding, you stopped to buy your dad's a gift. Some of them may stop. Some of you may stop today at lunch. Reality is that it's Father's Day, and it's sort of like the day that it's least remembered and celebrated of the most important person in our life. I'm allowed to say that because it's Father's Day. At Mother's Day, I would say she's the most important person in your life. Our father is the man of the house, right? He's the man of the house. He's the one that sets the rules in our family. Why do we not celebrate Father's Day like we do Mother's Day? Well, a little girl has an answer for that. While they were sitting at the dining table, a little girl looked up at her father and says, "Dad, you're the boss in our family, right?" To which the dad really proudly was pleased to hear that and confidently said, "Yes, my little princess, I am the man of the house." The girl continued and says, "That's because mommy put you in charge, right?" So whether your dad is in charge or your mom put him in charge, we are celebrating dads today. And as I was preparing for the message for the youth, I was asking myself these questions. What makes our parents happy? What makes our dad rejoice, glad about us, his children? We will learn from a wise man, King Solomon, what makes our dads rejoice. Proverbs chapter 23, we didn't read it entirely, but when you get a chance at home this week, read it and you will learn some life skills and principles that if we have them, our parents, our fathers, will rejoice and be glad in us. The older I get each and every year, I seem to get a more appreciation for my dad. You see, these little kids have a lot of appreciation for their dads, and then somewhere in the middle, we tend to go away from depreciation, and then as you get older, you regain that. At the age of 12, I sat down with my dad every evening. I mean, literally for years, every evening, he'd sit down with me and he'd teach me to play the piano. He'd teach me music. He would teach me to read the Bible, to make principles from the Bible and be able to speak. Every evening, years after years, he'd take my family, my mom and my brother and me, and we'd go and we'd read the Bible and each pray. Those were times at that age that made me who I am today. You see, I grew up admiring my dad. Of course, as I got older, I found myself telling my dad so many times, I want to experience things on my own, right?
Amen.
I want to learn things my way. I want to figure out on my own. Well, see, the problem with that is I'm 33 going on 34. I know, I look younger. But I can tell you something, though, that life is not meant to be figured out on your own. Realize that. That's why God is our Father. That's why He gave us parents. That's why He gives us marriage and family. Life is not meant to be figured out on its own. It's easier, healthier, wealthier if you follow in the footsteps of your parents. Our parents, Dad and Mom, are meant to pave the way for us. And they do. See, a lot of times we're clouded. We may not see, but open your eyes and you will see that your parents have paved the way for you. If we lack anything today, it's leadership, right? The father figure in our life. Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." How many of fathers can say that to their children? And how many of the children truly follow in their dad's footsteps? I want to turn your mind to Proverbs chapter 23. We will learn some principles that makes our parents happy and rejoice. Verse 12 says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. You see, the word of knowledge is the word of God. And applying the heart to instruction is to act, is to do, and to use that knowledge that you learn from the word of God into your daily activities. Your father, whether it's the physical parent or it's God in heaven, will rejoice if you learn the word of God, but then you apply it to your life. Verse chapter 15 and 16, my son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. If you learn the word of God and you apply it, but in the word of God, you will always also learn that wisdom comes from above. And that wisdom comes from God. And by having wisdom, you have the ability to discern what's right and bad, what's good and evil. And your parents will rejoice so much when they see that you make the right choice. You make the right decision. You know, our parents have all a different way of kind of giving us a knuckles or a high five when we do something great. My dad, I always, you know, whenever I do something right, he'd come over to me and he'd shake my hand. I always thought it's the most awkward thing in the world. You know, when we are going to be parents, we're going to go to them, hey, knuckles, and they're going to look at us, Dad, what are you doing? I mean, just the reality is every generation is different. But they're proud of us when they see that we do something right. Verses 17 and 18. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. If you learn the word of God, then you will learn that wisdom comes from above, that wisdom gives you your ability to make the right choices, but it also teaches you to fear God. Very important to fear the God, because this is a subject for another day, but see, we lack the fact that we fear God nowadays. We don't have that fear in us anymore. By fearing God, we show that we acknowledge His authority in our life. That knowledge only comes from the Word of God. In verse 22, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Well, there's two principles with that, and I was really confused about this verse from the Bible. I actually had to go to some commentaries and read about it. First part says, listen to your father. You learn the word of God, you gain wisdom from it, you apply it to your life, but why is this verse in there, listen to your father? You see, the devil's purpose is to separate you from your father, right? Whether it's a physical father or your parents. He comes with the lie, do not listen to your dad, do not listen to your mom, do not listen to God. That's his sole purpose. But by listening to your dad, your father, your parents, you're connected to them. And the devil and evil cannot separate you. Part two, do not despise your mother when she is old. And I was very challenged with that verse, but as I was reading through the documentaries, there's evidence that mothers and women will live longer. I mean, that's just the evidence for it. And again, as I was stumbled through the word, I realized as a mother gets old, you may not have your dad with you. And so many times we do not see the appreciation in this country for their older mom. But it's very important that you continue to respect her, although your physical dad may not be with you. That you continue to respect your mom and listen to her in her wisdom as she gets older. You see, the entire chapter is summarized in the verses read in the beginning, right? The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. If you follow the principles in chapter 23, and again, I dare you to read it throughout this week, but if you follow the principle, learn the word of God, apply the word of God, use the wisdom that you got from God to discern good and evil, fear God, listen to your father, respect your mother, then you truly, today, you will give them the best gift. A gift that's non-refundable, right? A gift that's not returnable. May you be blessed and happy Father's Day. Amen.